Today we begin our season of Advent. Are you ready? Are you ready, church? This is a very important time for all of us. During this time of year, what is your focus? So many people forget that the focus is on the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
During this time, we anticipate what God wants to give to us, the greatest gift of all, His Son, Jesus Christ. However, church family, let's be honest. There are times when the season of Advent takes backstage. The commercialism upstages Advent. You don't hear any commercials talking about what this season is truly all about. We see and hear the slogans, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
But, church family, as I continue, is he? You need to reflect on that. Is Jesus the reason for the season during this time of year? Why is it that during this time of year, people are extra nice or just seem to be so happy? We need to celebrate the reason for the seasons all year round and how we act towards one another, and not just in December. I challenge you today to begin your Advent each day with prayer. Before you open your front door and be swamped with so many people wanting to get their Christmas shopping done, open your heart during this Advent season, because again, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
As a church family, let us begin our Advent. So now, it's time to bring the teacher out in me. Class is now in session, and today's lesson is on why we use a wreath, three purple candles, and one rose candle for the season of Advent. The three violet candles are used to signify a time of prayer, penance, and sacrifice, while the rose-colored candle for week three is called Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. At this time, we bring forth our wreath. The circular shape of the wreath, without beginning or end, symbolizes God's complete and unending love for us. It also represents eternal life, which becomes ours through faith in Jesus. We now bring forth our first candle that represents week one of Advent. This candle represents hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep the promises made to us. Our hope comes from God. The second candle represents week two. It is a symbol of peace. During this second week of Advent, we reflect on our lives and work on becoming better versions of ourselves in preparation for Jesus' coming. The third candle represents week three. It is a symbol of joy, rejoicing. We are near the arrival of Jesus on Christmas Day. The fourth candle symbolizes love. Let us love one another as Jesus loves us. As we approach each week of Advent, let us remember who the light of the world is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And let the church say, Amen. And now let us stand and join our choir in singing, Stop by Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, your church rejoices on this first Sunday of Advent as we prepare for the coming of your Son to celebrate his birthday and his arrival as our judge. Look with favor upon this Advent wreath that will stand as our symbol of waiting with joyful hope for the coming of Christ. May this wreath and all who bear their eyes upon it remind us of the splendor of light, the joy of Jesus, and the grace and mercy that comes from being his follower. May Almighty God bless this Advent wreath in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us ask for God's forgiveness of our sins.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Grant your faithful people, we pray, Almighty God, that we might be resolved to run the race of Advent and meet your Christ with justice, with peace, and prayer. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let's take our seats now. Let us be still and silent as the word of God is proclaimed and preached in our church this morning.
A reading from the book of prophet Isaiah. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would render the heavens and come down with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds, we could not hope for you, such as they had not heard of from old. No ears had ever heard, no eyes had ever seen any God but you during such deeds for those who had waited for him. Would that you might meet us doing right,
yes,
that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who called upon your name, who roused him to cling to you, for you have hidden your face from us, and we have delivered us up to you, our guilt. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter.
Mm.
We are all the work of your hands.
Yes.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us see your face.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge. And as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, yes. And by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders a gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I got so caught up this morning in what was happening at the Advent Reef and how beautifully Sister Lynn Marie gave us that reflection. Amen?
Amen.
Very nice, sister. And then I came up and saw the reef and blessed it. Got caught up in Mass and totally forgot about the children's Liturgy of the Word. So come up, teachers and children, come up. We're going to do it anyway. So anybody in church who's a young person, would you come up? Because Miss Kathy and Miss Cheryl have a word for you that's much better than my word. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. We're going to extend our hands that the word that's been preached, proclaimed, might be shared among our little ones today. Amen? Just put a big old smile on your face, all right? Can I see your teeth? You have any teeth? Okay. Extend our hands. Loving God, we thank you for the word already proclaimed, but may it come in a special way to our children today, that they may always be awake and watchful, preparing for the birthday of Jesus. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Amen? All right, good. I want to preach this morning on a theme, you need to come home. You need to come home. Can we turn to our neighbor? Put a big old Christian smile on your face and say, you need to come home. You need to come home. You're probably wondering, where's Father going with that this morning? Can somebody tell the pastor he needs to come home? Oh, I can do, you do better than that. Come on. There we go. Okay. When I speak about coming home, I'm not talking so much about where you sleep at night. I'm not talking about where your bills come. I'm not talking about with the people you necessarily sleep and have the same roof over your head. I speak this morning about you need to come home in a spiritual context.
Amen.
You need to come home. You need to come home. As Sister said so beautifully, we begin today this wonderful season called Advent. And if you are a Christian, I'm not sure if anybody is a Christian in the church who claims Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Are you a Christian? Put your hand in the air. Well, you see, if you claim Christ, you find this time of year to be very challenging spiritually.
Oh, yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Because if you are in Christ Jesus, it's hard out there trying to be a Christian this time of year, especially. And the reason is because Advent is totally countercultural to what the world values. We've already begun the holiday season. It began way back probably in September, October. Because the world sees this time of year as nothing more than about making money. How many times have I told you Black Friday has nothing to do with black people? It's about the stores getting in the black financially. And some of us drank the Kool-Aid and get caught up and lose our spirituality this time of year especially. Because if you are a Christian, if you are in Christ Jesus, the world sweeps against you right now.
Yes, it does.
And you can easily lose yourself spiritually. You need to come home. I need to come home. And come home spiritually, meaning to use this time of year the way God intends it to be used. It's amazing how we call this the most wonderful time of the year. And so much good is being done. But yet, at the same time, mental health officials say depression and suicide and tension within family and relationship are at the highest in what we call the most wonderful time of the year. Because folks are not home spiritually. Because people understand what truly is being proclaimed today in the Word. Advent is a great gift from the church for us to prepare ourselves. Yes, to celebrate Jesus coming to us as a baby. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, that all who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God came into this world to save you from sin. God doesn't need Christmas. You do, I do, we all do. And God sends his son as a baby, as a child. God could have saved the world any way God wanted to. God is God.
Yes.
But God chose a woman and said, will you be part of the plan?
Thank you, Lord.
And Mary said, yes. I don't fully understand it. But I tell you one thing, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting and trusting and believing in what God has already said. How dare we, in the sickness of our chauvinistic mind that we have, disrespect the gift of woman? How dare we see them as someone lesser than. How dare we not treat women with the dignity that belongs to them as a child of God? How dare we? We gotta come home, church. We gotta come home. But also, we come in this Advent season to remember not just his birthday, but Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Yes.
And we don't want to talk about that. We want to sing he reigns, he's King of Kings, but Christ will come again as judge. That's why Mark 13 today says, be watchful.
Yes.
Stay alert. Mm-hmm. Four times in that small text, Jesus says, stay woke.
Yep.
Watch your back. Be ready. I'm coming back. And you don't know when it's going to happen. But I tell you one thing. I'm coming back for you.
Right.
My mother always said, Stephen, if you're doing right, if you're telling the truth, if you're living in righteousness, don't worry when I'm coming home because you got to stay ready.
Yes.
You see, when your mom goes out shopping and you think you can go and have a good time in the house and misbehave, if you're doing right, doesn't matter when I'm coming home. You know, sometimes with mom, when you coming back? The Lord doesn't tell us when he's coming back on purpose. We might do what we heard today, proclaimed well in Isaiah the prophet. Would that you would find us doing right. Would that you might find us doing right and mindful of your ways, Lord. Would that we were home in such a way spiritually, living in righteousness, living in truth, living as God wants us to live. That God, whenever God comes back, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior. Thy will be done if we're doing right, church. And I think sometimes we need a little wake-up call.
All right.
Sometimes we fall asleep. And Advent is a time for us to say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, sometimes spiritually we're kind of drowsy. And Advent says, wake up. You see, sometimes we get so caught up in the world, even doing good stuff, and we can lose our spiritual sense. And Advent reminds us. You need to come home. Let me give you two suggestions today that I've been praying about all week, but how we can come home. Prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Prayer. You may say, well, Father, what do you think I'm doing here right now? If you come to Mass every Sunday, do something extra. If you only come here for special occasions, let's be honest. Get here next Sunday. If you find yourself just praying between 10 and 11:30, carve some time out during your week. Turn off your phones. All the folks in the back of church on phones right now, turn them off. And listen to what God has to say to you.
Amen.
There's no cell phone in heaven.
Amen.
There's no FaceTiming in heaven. There's no Skype, no what's up, not in heaven. You will see, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face.
Yes. Yes.
You see, when I get to the other side, I don't have to worry about Skype or FaceTime. I'm going to see God face to face. Yes, church, we got to pray. It means opening up your word. For Christ is the Word made flesh. It means taking out your Bible and reading it and listening. Just give God some time. The old song says, give God a chance. He will make a difference in your life. Many of you are retired. The gift of retirement is you've got more time. You should be the prayer warriors of the church. You got time. I know you like Steve Harvey. You watch Family Feud at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock, right? You want to see what he's wearing today, right? I know you like Ellen and all the rest of those shows, but open up the Word. That's how we come home, by drawing closer to God's Word. Every year we buy these little 5 minutes with the Word. It's a whole stack of them on the welcome table. They need to be gone today. And I don't mean just because it's free. You know, folks love free things. But in the name of Jesus, take one. And take another one. And share it with somebody. It's called evangelization. It's called share the Word. You see, it's fine being a Christian up in here, but to the person to the cubicle next to you who talks about the Catholic Church not being a Word church, take the book. To the one who thinks we worship statues and the priests is to be worshiped. You tell them, I'm on the journey. I'm trying to get there. God ain't done with me yet. I'm on the journey. Don't worship me. You better worship him. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He deserves the praise and the honor. Get up and give God the praise. Not the priest, not the pope, not the bishop. It's Christ Jesus. It's Jesus. Don't get it twisted, church. We need to come home.
Yes.
And not only give it out, before lunch, you want to pray together. As some of you work in places where that could be done, in your schools, in your churches, in your convents. And even if it's not legal, some things that are not legal are moral. Let's step outside then. The same purse you go and smoke with outside. Let's pray together. But the other side of that coin, as we come home, is service.
Yes. Yes.
We're blessed. Don't ever take it for granted. So many people support this community with Christmas gifts. Amen. I'm always humbled and amazed by what happens with Miss Mary and her team for Christmas. I watch it every year. See how people connect and serve. And this lower space is filled. And people come and get their gifts. And I wonder sometimes, I watch the whole thing every year. Are they grateful? Or is it just the hookup? That's another sermon. The hookup. But people give. Someone once said to me, when you give something, if your mind is right and your intention is right, that's all you can really do.
That's right.
I was walking down Walnut Street, one of my favorite spots to walk, and share whatever I had in my pocket. Some might say, well, come on, Father, he's just going to give that and go and get something stupid with it. But how can I go and have my steak dinner and not share a few dollars in my pocket? I'm not sure where he was going, but I'm trying to get to heaven. But as good as it is that we receive, we did something last year, we're trying to give as well. You may have seen St. Martin's statue back there just jingling. He's the giving saint. All those tags that we put up yesterday should be gone today. By somebody who shares what little bit you have. Bath towels. For Mercy Neighborhood Ministries. I got dozens of them in the rectory. If I need something, let's go out and buy it. So why can't I share my blessings?
Yes.
Amen.
And buy somebody some bath towels.
Amen.
That's church. That's how we come home. That's how we get right. You see, I said to Brittany, make sure every one of these gifts goes to a woman or a child. No man will get a gift out of that giving tree. And the reason why, I'm not against men, but I've watched how it's come out, how we've treated our women in the workplace. You see, when they go low,
come on.
We go high.
Yeah.
When they go low, we go high.
That's right.
I'm with that woman, my first lady, Michelle Obama. I'm with her. You see, when they go low and tear down, we got to build up. That's what it means to come home for Christmas. That's what I mean by we got to come home and use this season for prayer and service. So in a few weeks, we do celebrate the greatest birthday ever. Jesus, who comes into our world to save us, to give us new life, who came to us as a little boy to save us. I'm not sure if I make any sense this morning. I wonder sometimes. But somebody told me to deliver this message. So I'm pass it on. I'm not sure what you're going to do for the next 4 weeks. I'm coming home. I'm going to step up my game in prayer. I'm going to do more. Do more to lift somebody up, whether it is buying a gift, mentoring a young person, trying to fix what's wrong in our society. That's why we have a young man today to talk about
a bail fund movement to help people who got caught up, who need a little bit of help. That's why I gave the support that I invited Malik to come today to speak to y'all, because that's what it means to stay woke. That's what it means to stay ready. That's what it means to come home. To come home.